This is Louis Navalier. It is Wednesday, October 25th. Well, the stock market is basically driven by earnings this week. This is the biggest week for earnings. And Microsoft is obviously a market leader, and it beat and guided higher. So it's being rewarded. Alphabet, which is Google, also beat, but their cloud business came in a little below expectations. So it's being punished. So basically, you have to be perfect during earnings announcement season, and you must guide higher. And that guidance going higher is going to get more difficult because of this dramatic rise in interest rates we've had. And but we still get a lot of cross currents. You had new home sales come out to up 12.3% September. But of course, since then, mortgage rates have gone higher. So we'll see. The bottom line is it's every stock for itself right now. Consumer spending leads the economy. Energy exports are leading the economic growth. We're going to have a GDP report tomorrow. We're also getting durable goods tomorrow. So these are all major market events. But the market did get off to a good start this week, so it's going to back and fill a little today. So don't let all this bother you. Okay, it's just the normal market gyrations, but it's absolutely imperative that when our companies announce and beat, that they also guide higher. And that's that. There's also a lot of news that the interest rate environment's killing the green energy stocks, and we will see about that. There's a stock that we don't recommend called Solar Edge, based in Israel, that reported really slow sales, but they're based in Israel, and Israel's got its hands full, obviously. And furthermore, Solar Edge has never been as good as the other solar stocks. So why the solar stocks have been in kind of a funk, for lack of a better word, is that California cut the reimbursement when you put up solar panels on your house. Arizona's following through, but there are a lot of big commercial solar installations going through. However, because a lot of this stuff is financed, the higher interest rate environment does curtail things. So when First Solar announces, that will be very important, and that is a stock we recommend, FSLR. One last comment I have is there is a lot of gossip about what's going on in the EV world and all that stuff. And the president of Toyota was out talking how you know, hybrids might be a better solution. That's what Toyota was trying to do from day one. To be honest with you, they're too big to make all battery vehicles. There's not enough batteries out there. But he gave a talk basically saying that, yeah, the hybrid solution is a better solution. And, you know, a lot of the hybrids nowadays, you know, will go 50, 60 miles just on batteries. And so that's pretty good. And then the engine kicks in, so you don't have to worry about range anxiety. So it's interesting. But, you know, they have beaten up lithium and a lot of things. And you know, everybody's making more and more hybrids just because the gas prices are high and then obviously the new emission rules. And the easiest way to comply with emission rules is to make a hybrid vehicle if you don't make a battery vehicle. So I find that interesting. But otherwise, you know, it's not that bad out there. It's just, bumpy. And what goes up one day has to go down the next. So, basically, if the one we decide to sell, we have to sell in strength. If we buy, we buy in dips. And then the final thing is the bulk of our earnings will be coming out, in the next 2 weeks. The big stocks are just announcing, this week. And, NVIDIA will be late though, just so you know. So otherwise, hang in there, everybody. I know there's a lot of uncertainty in the world. Obviously, you know, the Middle East is a problem. You know, a lot of our troops' facilities have been attacked and by various militia groups and things. And so everybody's on high alert. But the bottom line is it's Wall Street gets distracted and it will get distracted by other things soon. And right now, it's fortunately focusing on earnings, and that's what we do. So that bodes very well for our stocks in the next couple of weeks. So that's it. I'll update the podcast tomorrow after the durable goods report and update you on what's going on. And we also get the official preliminary GDP estimate tomorrow as well. Take care. I'll talk to you tomorrow. Sylvie Navalier.